What can three attractive consenting adults do together?
It's time for Devil's Business.
I like you both equally.
Hold on, let me go wash my hands first.
Does he have to be here the whole time? Welcome to the show that covers the sex, drugs, and rock and roll lives of the people that are still awake while the wholesome people are sound asleep. I'm your host, Patrick Jolly. With me are the guys of MyFavoriteSin.com, Nick Alcoholic, Aaron Sofain, and Zach, a.k.a. T. What's up, guys?
Go Seahawks.
Really? Go Broncos.
So this is the three-way episode we're going to talk about. Yeah. Guess what? Fucking. And guess what I did? I locked the door, and there's a lot of man lube in here.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately, there's four of us.
Well, someone's got to work the camera.
Nice.
I will gladly take that job.
So, anyway, on the three-way episode, we're just going to talk about negotiating your three-way, arguing with your internal monologue about having a three-way, whether it's a devil's three-way or just the fun three-way with two chicks. And but before we go to that, we're going to go to our sponsor, MyFavoriteSin.com. Nick, tell me the promos for the week.
Wednesday nights over at Dive Bar. We got Wednesdays live at Dive Bar with Dixie Duncan. He fucking kicks ass. He's a lot of fun over there. Then moving into Thursday, Southern Hospitality Thursdays at Tongue and Groove. Fridays, once again, every week, Metro Midtown Fridays at Cosmo Lava. Actually, tonight's our bartender's ball, so well, you're going to miss that, but sorry. It's going to be cool.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry.
You go to the website, and you won't miss shit. Discotheque Saturdays at Tongue and Groove. Last night was amazing. And so Saturdays at Tongue and Groove, Discotheque Saturdays, and then this Saturday is EDM DJ Max Graham. He's one top 10, man. He's good. I've seen him before. And then also a big announcement next month, our Mardi Gras party in Pensacola, Florida.
February 22nd?
Saturday, February 22nd. We'll put a caravan down there and throw a party, a Mardi Gras party. It's actually called Bourbon, Beads, and Bad Decisions.
Yeah, like, Captain Fun's Beach?
Yep, Captain Fun's Beach Club, Pensacola Beach. So check out the website, and we'll have more information on that. And that's the events, guys.
All right. Well, thanks for distracting us from our three-way we were trying to get into.
Don't put it in that hole. The other one.
All right, look. I don't know if you know what three-way means.
I was in the same thing. I'm like, all right, look.
One
the dick. Two dick. Three dick. Four dick. Four-way.
That's why it's a dangerous three-way. Because there's an extra dick that doesn't need to be there. All right, we're going to go to the first story. We're going to go to T with his interracial three-way.
So I'm at a party, and we get, you know, everybody's shit-faced, and it ends up winding down, and it's just me, a white girl, and a black chick.
Well, let's give them names. Who's the white girl?
What are we going to call her? We'll go with Jennifer? And Nala.
Nala.
You're going to
go with a Lion King.
Because this chick, by the way, was like... Her mom was like straight. She came over
off the boat,
straight off the boat from Africa, and she has a very African name, which is why I definitely won't be using it because it's very specific.
if you hear the name, you know who the
you know about. Exactly who it is. There's not many of them out there.
All right, so you got Jennifer and Nala sitting with you after a party.
Yes. So we're at this point pretty drunk, and we're all sitting on a couch. They're both kind of cuddling up against me, and I'm. My initial instinct, because I'm really clever and really like introspective and everything, is nothing at this point.
You're so, like, well, I'm so deep, I have nothing.
I didn't even register that the potential was there. I just whatever. I'm focused on my thing.
He's so adorable. So adorable.
Well, three ways a lot of times can just sneak up on you.
Yeah, I think that's how you should.
How you should treat it. Yeah.
No, I feel like you should always be prepared. For a threesome, and you'll further my story, so you'll understand why. But you should always, with the intent, anytime you go out, you should always have the intention of there is a potential.
Well, then you're always going to be let down because you won't have a three.
There's just the chance.
I'd rather be let down than be as unprepared as I was.
So you need, a bat belt, like a three way.
There's so many things that you need mentally and physically on you. So anyway, we're sitting there, and we've been there for quite a while. I mean, it was at least a good like 30 minutes, just cuddled up, nothing happening. And then one of the girls, Jennifer, starts making a move on me. And I'm kind of like, all right, I'm going to have sex with a chick possibly tonight. Again, not even piecing together.
The other chick on the other side
chick.
Of you.
The other hot chick.
So we've been making out for like, God, it was like a solid 5 minutes at least. And I'm like, this, no, it hasn't left.
No, it's still hanging around.
Still there. just kind of
witnessing
whatever. And I was like, maybe she's just that drunk that she's unaware of it, because to be honest with you, I don't feel her moving, which is kind of scary now. It started out as a fun thing, and then it was a scary thing, but now it's a really sexy thing, because I realized I look over. Because
she could be dead, that's sexy.
And no, I look over, this is why Bernie's. It becomes sexy, is because I look over.
Three-way at Bernie's?
Jesus Christ.
Just tie strings around her.
That's awesome. So I look over at her, and then she just hunts, is like a predator, just locks in and just right in my face. I'm like, what? Oh my God. And starts making out me. And then Jennifer's still hanging around. So I'm like, this is actually happening. Oh my God. So this is, I don't even know.
Your adolescent child inside of you is high fiving you. So,
oh yeah. And it's just, oh my God, I'm having such a great time. And then we start getting to the, there's nothing more we can do without shedding our clothes. We get up kind of all in the unspoken
happening.
Way. Like, this is happening. Let's go ahead and get naked and shit. And I ripped my shit off so fast. It was unreal. And I realized.
You're like an NBA player hitting the courts.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It may as well have all been like a stripper's outfit.
Naked.
And I realized by the time I've gotten down to my undershirt and my underwear that they're doing like a sexy, like, yeah, I'm going to slowly strip.
They've only got their cardigan off.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, shit, I got to make this last. Like, I got to make what I have remaining.
I only have two articles of clothing to slow it down.
Yeah, to really slow down. And I was ripping out, like, way too quickly. So
here's my left sock. Here's my right sock.
I know. Oh, yeah, twirling it around. Oh,
throw a sock at their face.
I'm trying very desperately to make it sexy, but I know that I'm failing miserably. So we finally get naked, and I'm like, yes! Okay, I'm checking my pockets, that I don't have. And
they see you like start patting for looking for an invisible condom that's not there. They just see you patting your legs, like, gotta get the blood flow going. Get the blood flow to the legs.
Stay limber.
I realized immediately that I don't have a condom, but I do have some in my car.
What's a naked tee going to do?
What is a naked tee going
to
do?
Isn't that what condoms are for, bringing them to the party?
Yeah, you'd think.
Part of always being prepared.
Yeah, this is what I'm. This
it's
is what I'm saying.
Tale, Nick.
This is what I'm saying. And so I'm so focused on condom, gotta go get it, that I just throw on my pants and fucking bolt. I don't say shit to the girls. So they're like, they're naked. And they're like, oh man, let's do this.
He just
and I'm
failed.
Like, I'm like, yeah. I'm fucking running out. I'm out. I fucking slam the door behind me. I run out. I look like I got terrified of the idea.
Oh my God, we can't do this.
Too much. Ran away.
Nana.
Once I make it to the truck and I'm like, got the condom. I'm like, oh yeah, God, I didn't say anything to them. They just. I hope that they're still naked when I get back up there.
I figured you're like, should I bring two? Do I have to have one for each girl? Like, how does this work?
By the way, yes.
Yeah, I agree with
one
that.
One for each girl. Absolutely. If anybody's curious about the protocol, that is proper protocol.
Oh, you don't change lines?
But you need to have...
You need one and turn it inside out.
That's helpful.
It's not good for you, but it protects the ladies.
No, you rinse it off.
So wait, you think you can take the condom off, then flip it around, and you're doing what?
You're actually fucking the first girl, but your penis is in the second.
It's like the Matrix. How far you want to go down that rabbit hole?
Oh, God.
So, see, that's why I like to use a rubber glove. Because you can use that five times. Or ten times if you turn it inside out.
Great idea.
All right, go on.
Yeah, that's another handy tip that you need to be always around or always prepared for threesome is, you know what? You don't need two condoms for each girl. You need like seven, because if you plan on switching back and forth, you gotta exchange.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, if you're gonna go porn star on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Anyway, I get back upstairs. Fortunately, Dave decided to go ahead and just start making out,
warm the engines himself,
yeah, and get that shit going. So I'm like, oh, thank God, I haven't fucked this up yet. Which, as you'll learn, I try really hard throughout the rest of the night.
You're very capable of fucking with three-way.
Yeah. So I get the condom on and I walk. I kind of saunter over there and
You're like, how do I get back into the situation?
And
right now?
I kind of do that thing where I kind of like step one side and then step a different direction. Like, where do I get in here? Like, tag me in, tag
it's,
me
it's
in.
Like, it's like double dutch. You're trying to like, how do I time this and jump in?
There you go. So I went to go.
I'm just sitting here like a dog pile of football. You just die on top. Like, look, my penis was sinking somewhere.
No. That's not what T does. That's what I do. Oof, I'm in.
Mongoloid is crawling on top of me.
Everybody's fucking. All right. Let's, all right. Cool.
All right. So I'm sitting there contemplating how I'm going to get in this. And I realize I went to go like scratch my nose or something. But either way, I caught a very strong scent of that nasty condom juice that's on Magnum.
Spermicin?
And I'm like.
Anoxidil 9.
Oh, I thought it was Anoxidil 9.
I don't know, bro.
It is Anoxidil 9.
Yeah, Anoxidil 9.
Anoxidil?
Nuh.
Anoxidil 9.
I thought it was an M.
So,
Spermicin.
I catch Spermicin. This whiff, and again, my rational train of thought is, I can't have a three-way with my hand smelling like this. What is this?
My dick can smell like this, but not my hand.
Not my hand. That's where the dirty things are. This is clean. So I immediately realize my error and have to go wash my hands. So I go in the bathroom to wash my hands. By the way, Anoxidil 9 is pretty fucking hard to wash out. It's a smelly motherfucker. But I finally get my hands clean. Oh, God, finally. I'm finally going to take part in this.
So, wait, hold on. But, at this point, you have spent chunks of the three
three-way like
outside of the building in the bathroom.
I have spent 6 to 8 minutes away from the three-way. After I finish washing
my
hands.
Which could be the length of time for a three-way, depending.
Yeah, I know, depending. But for me, a three-way is like 3 hours, 10 of which you're actually inside of somebody. I finished washing my hands. At this point, it's been at least 6 to 8 minutes. But then I realized my dick is soft. Like, shit. How is this happening? Because I'm up here. I'm fucking ready for it. Well, I wasn't ready. But I'm excited about it. But I cannot get hard on. So I'm trying to think of ways to get myself hard again. So I'm just trying to think about
being
sexy things. Like,
being thinking of sexy
switch,
things.
No,
if you walk out the living room.
I'm like, had I just gone out to the fucking living room like an adult, I would have immediately risen back up to the situation and been able to go. But no, I'm like, and not even thinking about like, ooh, I'm about to have a threesome. I'm like, all right, what was that porn? one time. Oh, yeah, that was really good. Every scene in Transformers. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. That was a pretty good one. So I'm trying to, and Scott, it's not working. So I'm like, okay, I need to have some sort of physical contact. Well, they have a marble counter, which is just great. And so I kind of, it's a little bit higher than me. So I had to kind of like, and on there, you know?
So now you're on your tippy toes with your dick up on the counter.
On my tippy toes, just kind of like grinding the counter with my hands in the air.
I would please, please tell me a girl, one of the girls walked in like, hey, are you coming in? What are you doing to my counter?
No,
you know
we're
way out
better
here,
story.
Right? That's
way
granite.
I managed to get it back up after a very lengthy process.
Well, I'll be honest, it's not that lengthy.
I'm all ready to rock again, so I run back out there, and I am, oh, God, I'm so ready. And they're ready for me, and I can tell, because I've been spending my time, and they're both of them propped up in doggy style.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I'm like, assessing which one I'm going to go to first, and I was like, you know what? It's like,
it's important.
I've always had the theory that, or not the theory, the philosophy that you save the best for last. Whether it's anything in your life, do the work first and have the fun afterward.
Right.
If I have steak and potatoes, eat the potatoes and.
So you already had a girl locked out that you.
Yeah. And so I was going to save Nala for last because she was smoking hot, just had a ridiculous
also,
body.
Also, you want to make sure that you don't seem too racist.
Well, no, that's what I was going to say. But I was like, I'm going to enter Jennifer first. But I was like, wait. Would that be racist?
If I go straight to the white chick?
If I go straight to the white chick, would that be racist? Because, like, I'm thinking I just want to save the best for last. And Nala's the best because she
has an amazing
body. That's
not how these things work, by the way. Best for last is not for threesomes.
Yeah.
No, I learned that. So either way, I end up going, you know what, I'll go with Nala first, and then I'll go back to Jennifer, and then I'll end it with Nala. That'll be perfect, which means I need
Jennifer
a total
sandwich.
Of 3 condoms from going one to the other back to the first one.
Well, no, you just take one off, you lay it on the side of the couch.
Put it on the end table.
It's not dirty enough.
Don't place it away. I'm saving it for later.
I don't play these skanks, okay?
I don't fuck around. I really don't have any elaboration of the Act 3 way itself. It happened. There was nothing spectacular about it. And shockingly, I really didn't like it because I'm like, wow, now I just have two chicks that are disappointed. Yeah. That's all that's happened.
I'm just upset two people.
I can't. Because at the same time, I'm sitting there thinking, like, while I'm having sex with the other one, I'm like, wow, I'm really ignoring one of them. So I start trying to finger them or whatever and, like, get them up. But then I'd realize that it's kind of a, you know, rubbing your belly, patting your head scenario. So then I would either end up focusing on the fingering and I would just be having my dick inside somebody but not doing anything. Just kind of, yeah. Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
you're giving Morse code and can't.
Yeah, and I can't. Oh, my God. So it's a fucking catastrophe. And I finish up and I'm, at this point, I'm thinking that I'm just going to, like, go home.
I'll leave now. Sorry.
I just don't want to be a part of this room anymore because I've just, it's just filled with memories of disappointment. And,
it stinks like weird sex.
And so I go in the bathroom. This condom has got nasty juices that she has inflicted on me. I hate fucking her. And I'm just looking at
I've got ectoplasm in my
I'm
balls.
I'm like, God, this is just a mess. I'm not going to touch this with my hands. I actually did muscle through your kitchen for a little bit to find tongs.
Are you going to baste your dog?
So I go in the bathroom. I'm like, man, how am I gonna get this condom off? I'm not touching this. This is gross. So
oh my God. Won't touch its own condom.
It was my condom when I put it on. It was her condom when I was finished. Because it was her shit that was all over it. Not actual
Nick,
shit.
He already started the story off saying he had a conflicting feelings with this condom to begin with.
So I end up deciding that I need some sort of thing that will be
friction.
Able to rip this condom off. Friction, exactly. So I go over to the toilet.
Smart.
And start fucking the condom off myself. Essentially is what happened. I kind of jam my dick in between the toilet seat and the lid. And just start kind of and which it actually works really well. Another tip, by the way, guys.
Get your condom off, don't want to touch
it. If you don't want to touch it,
fuck a toilet. Just,
yeah, fuck a toilet. Because I you know what? I put the toilet seat down, the lid down on top of it, slid right off. And you know what? It was hanging off and there was still a little bit of like her ectoplasm dripping off the condom, and I was like, you know, that's hers. It's her problem.
That's her problem.
Tell me you
flushed it right away.
No, it was stuck in the toilet seat. I'm not going to touch the toilet seat. What are you, crazy?
What about toilet paper? Do a quick wipe
you didn't
up.
Flush
I don't know where that toilet paper's
So you had a three-way in this girl's house or whatever, and then when you rip the condom off, you let it stick to the toilet, and you're like, you know what? You're welcome. There's a present. There's a little piece of Zach left.
No, in all honesty, though, I did use toilet paper. I picked it up, flushed
it. But the thing is, you spent a couple times in the bathroom fucking objects in the bathroom.
And it sounds like you had a better time.
Yeah. I fucked way more fun in the bathroom.
I fucked more inanimate objects that night than chicks. So
and you had two chicks.
Yeah, it should have been listed as the inanimate four-way. But yeah, it was a pretty fucking devastating memory that I had. I just was so unprepared. I think I'd only had sex like two or three times before that. So I was like,
you were unprepared for this.
I was still a rookie and I was, and then all
drafted
of a
up to the minor.
Yeah, no,
or the
I was an unsigned free agent, and first game of the year or the season starts off, quarterback goes down with an injury, and they're like, fuck, go in and save the day.
Yeah, but
I'm not Kurt Warner.
You could have been, okay? Nick Foles. You could have been Nick Foles and just rocked it.
Greatest quarterback
yeah,
of all
Yeah, well,
time.
Nick Foles is the greatest quarterback of all time, and probably, I'm just going to guess, probably greatest threesome of all time, too. It's the way he flings that football, I'm sure he can fling other things, too. Just saying.
All right, our next story we're going to get into is, Nick, you've got one you call Double Booked.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I guess I was recently single when I lived in Florida or whatever. Right. And I was hanging out with this, you know, just talking to this chick at college and then talking to this chick that I worked with or whatever. And it was one of those nights where, you know, it's always a numbers game kind of thing. So, you know, I mistakenly double booked at the beginning of the night. We were meeting up at this place, Intermissions, down in Pensacola. So I asked this one chick from college to go, and she said, yeah, sure. And then I wasn't 100% that she was like locked in. She could always fake. She was like a flake. You
she's
know?
A flaky person.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And then so then I think that night of, I booked this other chick that I worked with. I was like, hey, you want to meet me for drinks later down there at Intermission? Da, da, da. She's like, yeah, sure, totally. I'll meet you down there. I'm like, all right. And then, of course, it dawned on me that I double booked. And I was like,
maybe the flake won't come.
Fuck it. Maybe one. What if they both show? I'll just be cool. So Well, one of them shows up, and I'm like, hey, what's going on? Hey, you know what? I actually invited my friend down on accident. You know, we'll all just hang out, party, have a good time.
Right.
So the other chick shows up, and we do the introductions, and everything goes cool. And I hadn't thought anything of it. I was just, yeah, I was kind of a dumbass because I was trying to hook up, and I invited them both, I double booked, and they both showed up, but they're both cool. It's just me and the two chicks, and I got their rental car, so I'm just blazing her rental car around town, having a good time. And they're like, well, what's going on? What are we going to do? And I'm like, well, shit. And I had already started steering it towards my house. Unbeknownst to them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this after party's coming to my house, whether you like it or not, kind of thing, you know? They're like, where are we going? I'm like, we're going back to my house. We'll just hang out and have a good time. And that's the only one I started, like, the wheels started rolling in my head. I'm like, you know what?
I could do this.
This might be one of those situations where a three-way falls in your lap, and that's usually, no pun intended, how it happens.
Right.
You know? And then we get back to the house. One thing leads to another. Next thing you know, there it is.
It's on.
Yeah, it was. So there's really no negotiation going on, but... during the course of the, you know, it was fucking whatever. But during the course of it, one of the chicks passed out. So I ended up having sex with the other chick.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were going to keep having sex with the back. I was like,
I can't say we didn't have sex on her.
Apparently, you're just blowing her mind, bro, with your great sex that you're giving.
I find that funny. I have a similar story. I was out. I was in Keosauqua, Iowa, of all places. And after a show, there was only two decent-looking girls in this entire bar. One of them was definitely slutty. The other one was... mediocrely slutty, but they were getting all the attention from the guys. Well, I was the comedian, so I got a lot of attention from them. And then finally, at the end of the night, it started winding down, and we kind of made a couple jokes about a threesome between me and these two girls because they were roommates. And I'm like, yeah, threesome, ha, 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 be great. And then I ended up, the mildly slutty one went ahead and went back. She got kind of trashed early, went back up into her house. And so I went back up with the other girl afterwards. And we were going to have a threesome. I mean, it was already on.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, no, we were serious. And so I went back up there. Me and the slutty girl started kind of getting into it, and her friend passed out. And then I was like, damn, there goes my threesome. And I was sitting there going, should we fuck on top of her? Like, and I debated, and we just did it on the couch, you know, with her bedroom doors open. She could totally see us. And I wanted, if she wanted to wake up and join.
Oh, that was very welcoming of you.
I was like, you can come in here at any point.
See, well, mine kind of took a turn for the worse because the chick that we were kind of fucking on kind of woke up. The other one that's short and sweet, which was, I mean...
This is the one that you're calling, yeah, I'm in?
Yeah, and that's pretty much all I had to say.
That was on.
Okay, it was at a club, recently living in Atlanta, and I was hooking up with this one chick, and I kind of hooked up with this other chick on the side, and then one walks up to me and goes, hey, I think we should have a three-way with what's-her-name over there. And I go, I'm in. You go ask her. That was it. And she goes, okay. And runs over there.
I wish most business transactions were that easy.
No shit. You know, or sexual, you know. Hey, you want to fuck the girl? Yeah. Okay, I'll be right back. Like, I mean, it's great. It's not like there's any challenge, you know. It's like, hey, cool.
Well, that gives us a lot of hope for other future three-ways that they could be just that simple. Like, hey, we should go fuck that chick over there.
Yeah,
like,
you
hey,
know what?
You talk. It'd be easier if you went to that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just the first girl. If you find the right first
that wants a threesome,
the second girl just happens.
Yeah.
The next story we're going to go into is actually Aaron's story, and we're calling this one The Devil's Negotiation.
Look. Sometimes threesomes may just happen in your mind. And it might happen out of anywhere. You know, I like to consider myself a pretty good negotiator of the threesome, and I've got some references.
Let me see your bibliography.
But today I chose a girl had hit me up on a popular social network. And I've known this girl through the social networks for quite some time, and she used to be a model and, like, you know, as a published model or whatever. And she's really hot, and she had just hit me up one afternoon and was like, hey, man, you should come over and we should have sex.
Just that blunt.
Out of nowhere? Like, yeah. You hadn't been talking to this girl beforehand?
Well, you know, we had exchanged comments and stuff like that, and maybe exchanged a few messages. They have been a little flirty,
okay.
But I hadn't exchanged any with her in quite some time, so she just comes right out with it. And so I was like, hey, where do you live? And she's like, I don't even remember the town, but it is, if Atlanta's a clock, it's as far on the other side as you can get. It's, if I'm at 10 o'clock... She's way down at 4 o'clock.
Or 4 o'clock, right.
And I'm outside the perimeter, and she is way outside the perimeter. I'm like, man, this is like an hour drive.
And so you have time to think.
I've got to work, you know, and everything. But I'm like, you know what? I rush home.
She's a published model.
I know. I rush home and I get all cleaned up, wash my wiener, and then throw on an outfit. I'm out the door, and like this whole time she's just blowing me up. Like, are you on your way? Are you coming? Oh my god! Hurry up!
God, I need that dick now.
I'm like, this is awesome. I grab a bottle of liquor, throw it in the car, and I'm gone.
Got the essentials.
Now, the GPS says I've got a little over an hour ride, so we'll call it an hour. Right. And but I'm driving fairly aggressively because she's just blowing my phone up. I'm like, this is sweet. I get about 25 minutes into the drive, and she calls. I pick it up, and I'm like, look, I'm on my way. She's like, cool, well, you can meet my friend. You're going to love him.
Love him?
Yeah. And I was like, what? Wait. Like, yeah, he came over and he used to race cars. He was in a band. I bet you guys probably even know each other. It's going to be so much fun. Hurry.
Oh, my God.
This is vague. However, the whole scenario had, you know, I like turn off the radio so I can concentrate and start thinking about what I'm at. First of all, I'm 25 minutes into this thing.
So flying
through the middle of Atlanta, that is an option, a legitimate option, because now it seems that she's turned this in to a threesome with a race car driving rock star.
It's going to take some confidence.
It's a little iffy. And that's exactly what I was like, man, if I'm going to not take this exit and whip a Yui, then I have to be prepared for what could possibly happen. I might be driving into a devil's three-way.
Right. Right.
Am I okay with that? And what you have to do is put yourself mentally into the scenario. If, it's like, you know, and imagine it happened.
It's like a mental holodeck. Yes. You got to walk in
exactly.
And just play it out.
Exactly. Okay.
Nice nerd reference.
Naked guy. It goes, naked guy, model me.
Or was it? Race car driver, me, model? No, that's not good. That's not good.
So, yeah, I'm like, I don't, you know, but the thing is, you have to force yourself to imagine what could happen.
And you have to have multiple scenarios, right?
Yes, yes.
Like, what if he's way too into it?
Yeah, and what if he's got a giant penis?
This is how this story will play out if he has a giant penis. This is
there
how
factors.
It will play out if she doesn't want to be involved.
There are factors. I'm like,
she just wants to watch.
I don't really know her. Well, I definitely have no idea who this guy is,
right.
But he sounds awesome, which I'm also factoring in.
That his references are awesome.
He seems like a cool guy. And that's, you know.
I like race car driving and rock and roll. It's just like all the rest of the kids. So, man, you know what? I decide, fuck it. I reach over the passenger seat and I grab that bottle of liquor I had and I turn that up a little bit as I'm driving this through the connector right through downtown. I put it down and it went down pretty easy and I'm like, you know what? You don't have adventures if you don't go for it.
You got to go balls deep on everything.
You'll go for it. I'm like, I'm going for this, man. Devil's three-way, whatever. I imagine the scenarios. None of them cause me to weep, which is important. If you imagine it.
You're staying positive on all your scenarios.
Yeah, if you imagine it, you start crying, you should probably just turn around. just because it's not going to work out for you, and you're going to be the guy who flinches. You don't want to be that guy. I'm pretty sure. Anyway,
if you balk,
Man, I go. And the thing is, I've made that decision and this calm comes over me, you know, and I'm talking to myself and I'm like, well, you made that commitment, bro. You know what? I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you because you're an adventurous motherfucker and this is why people like you. So, man, I make the quest. And she's calling me 5 minutes before I get there and, like, talking to me the whole time and making these jokes. And I can hear this guy in the background. She guides me right up to the house. I pull in, and there's his AMG.
The Mercedes?
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful car.
Right.
Wow.
So I pull up beside him. I'm like, man, this guy is awesome.
I kind of want to fuck this guy.
I was going to say just
that. Makes it so much easier.
I think I've nailed it here. Yakpot.
Who's the lucky one? Me.
So, man, she comes out and she's just wearing a teddy. And it's fucking kind of cold. Awesome. Headlines. She comes right up to me and she throws her arms out. I'm so glad you're here. Oh, my God. I've wanted to meet you for so long, which is a little weird.
Yeah.
Because
that's
coming
how you
into the devil's three-way, but
my
I'm okay
meeting,
with it.
I'm going to fuck you with another dude.
I've made peace with it, and I'm like, hey, let's make some drinks. Daddy's going to need them. So I go in the house, and she's like, hey, meet my friend.
Right.
Okay.
Wade.
Apparently he is a race car driver, and he was in a band. He's also way balding with the whole you thing, you know, the horseshoe around his head. God. He's extraordinarily overweight, a little sweaty.
Okay. You did not holodeck this. Fucking...
So your scenario was always another attractive man.
That's what
I'm gonna go run into Ryan's.
I don't know what that says about me, and I don't want to get into examining.
Here it is. No, really fast, Aaron. It's vanity. So you are imagining another you.
Well, yeah. I thought that.
Are you saying that Aaron's
scenario,
an attractive man?
Thank you.
Yes.
Buddy. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
No, you know, you got to imagine the worst scenario. And I believe the worst scenario is that the other guy is better looking than you, has a bigger dick, drives an AMG, is a race car driver, knows how to play a fucking lead guitar.
Yeah, that's horrible.
That's the worst case scenario.
And then.
So were you comforted to see this from him?
So it's Ron Jeremy.
I was super confused and a little. Because I'd worked myself up to this super handsome race car driver.
I was going to fuck Dr. McDreamy.
What I've been left with is, I don't know. I go in the kitchen and. I pour a couple drinks. I start drinking this drink, and she just starts drinking out of mine, and she's just draped on me.
In a nightie.
The other guy is getting weird, and he doesn't like it. He doesn't like me. He doesn't like me there. He likes this girl, but I think that she's put him in the friend zone. So anyway, she just keeps sort of talking shit about this guy while she's outside with me, and then we go inside, and then she wants to make him, come over here, and let's... Tell some stories. Look, I'm just throwing stories out there. I'm trying to do everything I can to get through this at this point.
Totally cool.
Look, when I saw him beaming, I was like, okay, that is out. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to have sex with this girl. I've just got to figure
an exit strategy.
Yes.
Now.
I'm like, I've made a terrible decision. This isn't going to happen any way that I thought it would happen. But the thing is, every time I try to make a move to leave, she just won't let me go, won't let me go, won't let me go. Guy's getting pissed. So finally, I was like, hey, look, where's your bathroom? And she shows me the bathroom down the hall, and it's right by this other side door. So I go to the bathroom, and then I walk out, and I just hang a right, go out the side door, and hit the brakes. Never heard from her again.
Yeah, you dipped. You're like, I just dipped. No.
I was like, I don't even understand what's going on here. Yeah. I had this whole thing. I was
going to fuck you and your race car rock star friend.
Yeah, so then I really needed to go home and finish that bottle up by myself. I was like, who am I? And where is my head at?
You tried, buddy. You tried.
Well, I'll tell the last story, and I'll try to make it as quick as possible. But I kind of got in a similar situation where I had to negotiate a three-way in my own head. It was late after hours at a club. They were shutting down, and this girl lived near the club. And she kind of kept inviting me to come back and listen to records. And I thought it was kind of weird, but I was like, okay. It was a weird invite. She's kind of hot. I mean, she's definitely a little older, but she's, you know, fake everything. So it's nice. So I'm like, you know what? I'll go. I'll pop in there for a minute. And then she also mentions at the point, she goes, well, I mean, I'm not inviting you over for sex. Anytime a chick says
thinking about sex,
she's the one thinking about sex. She's already entered sex into the conversation. I didn't say anything about sex, but she was inviting me over. She wanted to listen to records and all that shit. And we were talking about bands and blah, blah, blah. I don't care. I'm going to have sex with this girl. So we start walking out down the street. We leave the club, hang a left. We start walking down the street, and all of a sudden, the cop that works at the outside the club, or frequents the club anyway, for security reasons, he's standing there. Now, this cop is not just a regular cop. He's a 7-foot black cop, and he's wearing his full badge and uniform and everything. And we're walking down towards her house, and he's walking with us, and he's talking to her, and she's talking to him. They know each other. I'm like, okay, cool. I guess he's making sure she gets home safe, and
that's awful nice.
I was like, this is a very good cop. I was like, he's being very, you know, generous with his time to come all the way, walk us all the way back.
Should I tip?
Yeah, I was like, man, and you know, that's great. I was like, man, he's fucking tall. I was like, how tall are you? I'm 7 foot tall. I'm like, that's fucking obvious, man. and so we get to her house, and once we get to her front door, I'm kind of thinking, okay, this is his time. He's going to, you know, say bye, and I'll just say, hey, nice to meet you, and move on. And she opens the door, and then he dips his head under and walks in. And I kind of scoot in, too. And then I'm like, okay, this is weird. Okay, I guess he's maybe just going to pop in for the bathroom, maybe just hang out for a couple seconds, and then he'll hit the bricks and be out. And then, no, he kind of sits down. She makes a couple cocktails, and we're kind of drinking. And I'm like, okay, now the guy's just drinking with us. And that's a little uncomfortable. But in my head now, I'm thinking, all right, we're going to fuck this chick. So I'm sitting there having drinks, and I'm like, okay, I'm not going to balk. I'm not going to let him be the 7 foot black guy that has been doing this for years to scare the white kids. I was like, I'm going to make it.
You are assuming that that's what he's doing.
You don't even know what's going on in his head.
It's definitely what's happening. And so I'm sitting there, and I'm going to have a couple drinks. I'm kind of talking. I'm being funny. She's playing random albums that make no sense. And she comes over to me. She kind of, you know, sitting with me for a little while. Then she started sitting on the cop's lap. And I'm like, she's definitely trying to make this be a three-way. I'm almost positive. But I keep looking at the guy, and she's starting to get weirder. Like, she's starting to get more and more crazy. And I'm starting to realize she was kind of crazy at the club, but now it's starting to get twisted. Like, she's just starting to make no sense. She makes weird political references. She starts talking about Obama. I'm like, oh, I'm all right. I'm not like you, but I'm like, hey, I'll hate fuck you. But I'm sitting there staring at the black cop and thinking, at some point, he's going to dip out.
You're trying to wait it out.
I figure I can outwait this guy. I can do that. I'll have to do it. And then I'm like, okay, or I'm going to have a three-way. And then I'm just starting to think, and then I'm looking at like logistics. I was like, where are we going to put her between us? I mean, I'd have to be jumping up in the air or something. I have no clue. And the H-clap is really just going to, he's going to have to bend down and, you know, pat me on the head or something. I don't know. So Mutombo and I were just sitting there beaming each other, and she's getting weirder. And finally she gets up and goes to the bathroom, and I'm like, all right, I gotta have a bro moment with this guy that I might be fucking with later. And she goes to the bathroom, and you know, we're kind of smiling.
Know your partner.
Yeah, right. Kind of smiling, laughing at whatever the conversation was at. She gets up, walks to the bathroom. I look back at him, and I just drop the smile. I go, hey, man. Hey, man, what's up? And he's like, hey, doing pretty good. I'm like, okay, she's crazy, right? You get that she's crazy. He's like, oh, no, she's out of her mind. She's completely out of her mind. And that's when I started to realize he's on the same page with me, and he knows he's going to win.
He knows he's the star.
He knows he's a big black dick.
He thinks he's going to win Devil's Chicken.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. That's instantly when my confidence shook. I went, huh. He's totally on page.
He's all in, too.
He knows the game I'm playing, and he knows that he won't lose. There's no loss for this man. And that's when my confidence starts shaking, and then she kind of comes back out, and I kind of keep hanging around for a minute, and she starts kind of sitting in his lap again, and then she starts being very flirtatious with it, and I'm like, all right, obviously I'm overstaying my welcome. She was flirtatious with me as well. And it starts to be very obvious that she's going to fuck him. And if I want to stick around, I could fuck with them. But that's when I found out my kryptonite is a 7 foot black cop. I will never win.
Did you say 7 foot black cock or cop?
It could have been. I don't know. He was bald.
He didn't stay around that long.
Yeah. I was like, you know what? I'm out. I fold. I can't make this. And so I dip out. Saw the cop a couple weeks later at the club. And he didn't recognize me at first because, you know, all his white boys look the same. But I walk out, I go, hey, man, how's it going? And he just kind of shakes my hand like, oh, apparently I'm supposed to know this guy. And then later on when Nick and I are standing outside the club talking, he walks back up and goes, oh, shit, it's you. And I'm like, yes, I'm the guy who almost fucked with you. Like, oh, God. It was
teammates,
awkward.
Right? Man, high five.
But like, the thing is now every time I see him, he loves me to death. It's because we had a moment. It was like when she went to the bathroom and he realized that I realized that this wasn't going to happen. And he knew that he just scared another white boy off him. I'm like, you won, black man.
Victory now, is mine.
Yeah. Success. Well, I think we learned way more than we need to. We learned always be prepared for a threesome.
Support.
Always be prepared.
Always. And I think that's relevant for all of our scenarios.
Yeah, both physically and mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even a threesome you don't know you're down with.
And always, if it's a big black guy that you're going to be fucking with, just leave. Leave early. Save yourself the time. Don't, you know, get some sleep, whatever.
And make sure, always fuck the black chick first if you're white so you're not racist.
Exactly. And, as Nick said, always let the girl communicate the threesome. It goes a lot more smoothly if you do.
Yes, it does.
Never
a lot
push.
Less creepy.
If you have a funny threesome story, make sure you email it to us. You don't have to give us a name or anything, but if you have a funny threesome story or situation like that, go ahead and email us at devilsbusinesspodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to wrap it up and sleep it off. Bye.
This has been a Zombie Werewolf production.
Brains.